California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. CalCut is the Bakersfield-based cotton marketing cooperative owned by cotton growers in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. It was the cooperative's 89th annual meeting in Tempe, Arizona, and we were there. And we spoke with Gregory Wirtz, the chairman of CalCut, an Arizona cotton grower. And he said CalCut will soon reach a major number of bales that they've handled.
You know, starting in 1927, it was just amazing for me to do the 70 million bales. That's a lot of cotton when you think about it, and a lot of volume. How we've affected all the growers, the money that's been run through the organization, and still be doing it.
And Wirtz said that CalCut directors are in the field interacting with the industry.
We try and get real good members, and we work really close with gin managers. That's one of our real strong points. We have a real good relationship with gin managers and their staff. That's a real first-name basis. I think we do real good with that. We have personnel in each area that are work for CalCut that are also out in the fields talking to people, bringing up questions, and they're out beating the bushes talking to people. They just don't stand there off.
And Wirtz noted the hardiness of cotton growers.
Well, it's a lot of a lifestyle. It's hard. You know, you get attached to the crop. Plant it in March, harvest it in November. It's a long-term thing. There's ups and downs. There always is. There's always a new catastrophe. You deal with the weather, the water issues. And I think you just kind of build up a little bit of a strength, a little tougher skin than maybe some other growers have in other commodities.
And Wirtz said that Arizona growers are kind of in awe of the California growers.
California has a lot more regulations, I think, than we do, and they're blessed with a really nice climate. Just a perfect area. We have a little more harsher climate, I think. California people work for air quality, their labor laws, and their water issues. They have a real sharp pencil to make all that work.
And Wirtz said that California growers always enjoy a better per pound price for their cotton.
I think over the years they develop markets, and they do grow real quality crop because of their climate. And that just demands a higher price. Everybody says there's no difference, but there's just some kind of a difference. It's just a little better.
And the CalCut Cooperative is good for growers when it comes to the prices they receive.
Well, it's a cooperative idea. You know, we don't try to, it's too risky to try and peak these markets. If you just hold all your cotton and try to peak it at one time, you have to be conservative. Like cotton growers are, they're very conservative. So you sell some, you know you can get financed. We got good tight covenants with the bank. And that's part of our risk management policy. We don't want to speculate. And so that's why we kind of sell as a yearly, and we try and watch all those things. And we've also sell directly to mills. And that's a real issue, I think, a real strength that we have. We have a relationship with mills and can sell directly those. And I think that demands more of a premium.
And Wirtz said that most of those mills are offshore.
Offshore, we do have domestic mills. There is a good chunk of the cattle that goes to domestic mills, but the rest is basically overseas, just offshore.
And what do those domestic mills churn out with the CalCut cotton?
I think it's top-end sheets and higher count shirts, finer count shirts and yarns.
And next year, CalCut will celebrate their 90th annual meeting. And California growers are about halfway through their harvest season.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
We're bringing you the latest in agricultural news throughout California. This is California Ag Today.